morning.
Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Alonso Mata, POC number 037769.
Mr. Mata, you've been certified by the Department of Corrections for your hearing today, and based on information we have, you've been certified for a 412A, 411, a home arrest. That means 412A, that means general parole, 411 means absolute discharge, or you may be considered by this board for home arrest. We want to take this opportunity to welcome you to the board this morning, and based on, I'm just going to make just a few comments, and then you can correct anything that you want to once I make these comments. But before I make my comments, I would like to introduce you to the board. We have five members of the board present today, and they are the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as panel chair, and I'm also chair of the board. Just wanted you to know who you would be talking to, since you won't be able to see us, and we won't be able to see you because we're doing this by way of telephone. According to information that I've gleaned, and I'm going to be very brief on this one because you appeared before this board several times, I believe that there are two board members who have not had the opportunity to talk with you in the past, and that would be the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse and the Honorable Mr. Neal. But I believe the rest of us have had an opportunity to speak with you in the past. Therefore, my summary will be very brief, and then we will go from there with questions and anything else that you might want to share with the board this morning. Based on information that I've gleaned, you're currently serving a sentence, and that is for murder. And this sentence began back on March 11, 1977, and you became parole eligible on March 11, 2002. And we do acknowledge the receipt of your progress report. And based upon information that we've gleaned, that you last counseling course that you had would have been in 2016. Have you had anything since 2016, sir?
No, sir.
I do take note that in 2016 you June 9, 2016, you completed 40 hours of alcoholic training. So how did that work out? Was that helpful to you or not helpful to you, sir?
In some ways, it helps.
Okay, and did you find any triggers that might prevent you from being involved in any alcohol or drugs in the future, sir?
In some ways, it helped me open my eyes to a lot of negative things in my life that in the past I didn't consider that, but the right things that helped me relax myself to. It's not an alcohol only program that run here, it's a Bible study program too, so in some ways it helped me that if I was having some difficult problems, I would pick up my Bible and read the Bible or do some other things to get my head off of the negative things. Yes.
We're glad to hear that, and we also show that you had another program in 2016. But what we show at the moment, and that you had not taken any other courses or training since 02. Did you have 02? Did you have any other program between 02 and 2016, sir?
Let me see. I got several that I put into a parole board member that I sent in. A package.
Yes, sir. And all your certificates, we do have them. I just noticed that, you know, on the progress report, they were just not included, but we do have all your certificates and everything that you've sent in, and we thank you so very much for sending such a comprehensive package to the board. I also take note as for your release plan, we show that you would go to church on the street. And why have you chosen church on the street to go to if you're released, sir?
I think that place will benefit me in many ways. That they got counseling there. There's somebody that always there to help you out. If half of houses or places like this, it's just a warehouse. You just sleep. You sleep and you leave. There's no such thing as people there to help in people like my situation. Been down all my life. I've been down since I've been 18 years old. I'm 60 years old now. There's no people that help me that I have to reach out to and talk to them. Especially in the streets, there are a lot of ex-convicts. They've been down a lot of times there, a lot of time in prison, and they're there to reach out to help others make it in the street, help them to make it in the street. That's what I like about Searching the Street.
Okay, sir. Great explanation. Now, I'm going to go to your discipline, and especially the last two that we have listed on your progress report. We show that on March 9, 2017, you had a major for possession of drug paraphernalia, and then we show on April the 13th of this year, we show positive or refusal. So what was those two tickets about, sir?
A mistake that I made. A mistake that I deal with every day.
So
I'm not perfect. I made a mistake and I deal with it. I'm sorry. I can't say nothing else. It's a mistake that I make. I'm an old, still half a fight with my demons with drugs. I have problems.
So it shows that you had drug paraphernalia back in March of this year. So what did you have? What did they catch you with, sir?
It was a syringe.
Oh. Was you using it or somebody? Were you holding it for someone else? Or what was going on there, sir?
Somebody, I made a mistake and grabbed it for somebody to give it to somebody, and she or see me, and I got caught with it.
Okay. Well, we're sorry to hear that. And what happened in April when you was a positive or a refusal? What did you get that ticket for, sir? What was going on there, sir?
I think they did a UA the whole pot, and I know I was dirty, so I refused.
So what were you dirty with, sir?
Meth.
Meth. You don't have to name anybody, but because this is not a trial, by the way, as you probably know, because you've been before this board so many times, but how were you able to get meth since you was incarcerated, sir? How did you come up with it, sir?
This is all over the yard, sir. Drugs and, you know, it's all over the yard.
And you just could not refuse it?
No, I could not. I was weak. I was weak for that, and I paid for it. I got a kid that I told him I did it. I made a mistake.
Now, I know that was just a few months ago with both of these, but have you done anything to help you since then, to help you identify some triggers or something that would result in you not using drugs or one alcohol or anything of that nature since?
I enrolled in the mass program they got here that we go every Thursday night. We have meetings every Thursday night and visitation. And I enrolled in there and I'll be going to that classes right there.
Okay, sir. Okay, well, I'm just going to ask just a couple more questions, then I'm going to yield to board members for some questions, and I would want to go back, and you can explain it. You don't have to go into too many details now, but if you would, because as I indicated, we do have two board members who've never heard you before, and I would want them to have an opportunity to hear you. But before doing that, I would point out the fact that based upon Ames, you did appear before this board back March the 28th of this year, for your 412A hearing, and you were denied at that time. Do take notes, sir, and some of this you can explain to me because I've just forgotten it, although you told me two or three times already. But back in 07, you was granted a general parole, and then it was modified in 09, and then in 2012, you were revoked. And then you came back out, according to what I've seen, in 2013. You was placed on home arrest by this board. And then later in November of 2018, your home arrest was revoked. You've been out there at least twice, out there in the community, to be a productive citizen, and you violated twice. So can you explain what happened when you were out there, sir? Because you're asking this board to put you out there the third time. So what happened? Why couldn't you follow the conditions that were placed upon you, sir?
As I'm talking to you, as I'm telling you, I have a drug problem, and I need help. I have no denial. I have a drug problem, and sometimes I go out there and I've been doing good. I get a job, I'm doing real good, and for some knucklehead, stupid thing, whatever you want to say, I fall into it back over me again. I gotta get high. It's just a thing that I fight with every day. Every day in my life, I have been fighting with it. And I know that the old boy had given me plenty opportunities for me to go out there, and I have tried. And like I said, I do good. I got a good job. I got a good place to stay, and I gotta go falling back to drugs.
Okay, but you know, you're gonna have to somehow. And I don't have a solution. I'm not an expert in that field. But you're gonna have to find some way yourself to resist drugs or any other temptations that's out there. And that's one of the things that is part of rehabilitation that we was hoping that you would be able to do. That you would not. I know that you had these habits all your life, or much of your life rather, and since you was quite young. But somehow you're going to have to be the one. You're going to have to make up your own mind and do it yourself. And just don't use illegal substances, sir. And I hope that you learn your lesson. But that's just something that concerned me as I reviewed your record, because this is third time that we release you now that you will have been released by this. By this board, you two times you've already revoked. Just a brief statement, and this is going to be very brief, but I do take note, going back to the original offense itself, that back on March 11, 1977, I believe, went to the victim's house, who was a female. You and your brother, I believe, went to the house, and you went to the victim's house, and you raped her, and there was some witnesses who observed part of it. Then you placed her, you and your co-defendant, I'll put it that way, you and your co-defendant placed her in an automobile. You carried her out somewhere and you murdered her, cut her throat to be exact, if the pre-sentence report is correct. So what actually happened, sir, back on March back in 1977 that resulted in you being incarcerated?
By that time, we were drinking, the drugs had to do with it, and we didn't go to her house. It was, she was brought to my brother's apartment at his house.
Okay.
And things got out of hand. Yes, I am guilty of raping her. My brother at that time, now that he got executed by the death penalty in Arizona, he took the blame. He's the one that killed her, that cut her head off, that killed her. I was there. I could have stopped it. I didn't do it. I'm as much guilty as he is. But it's a thing that every day I fight it. Every day I ask for forgiveness. Every day I see that thing what happened. I know it wasn't right. I don't got no right to take no human life. They didn't give me no right right there to do harm to that person, to the way it was done to her.
Now, since it took place at your brother's apartment, I'm going to assume that he knew her. Did you know her as well? Did you have any type of relationship with her at all before this offense took place, sir?
I've seen her around him several times, yes.
Okay. And just so that we can understand, so after your brother, according to you, I'm using your testimony now that you've just given to the board, after your brother had cut her head off, what did you and your brother do next, sir?
We left her on the side of the street.
And where did the two of you go?
I went back to her apartment.
To the apartment where it started, or to a different apartment?
No, where it started.
And what happened then?
The police were there at that time, and we got arrested.
Okay, the police was already there because some of the neighbors had witnessed the original offense. Okay, sir.
Yes.
Well, this time I'm going to yield to our distinguished board members. They may have some questions for you. So, board members, any questions for Mr. Mata? No questions at this time. We don't see any questions at this time. I'm going to ask the question again. Is there any supporters present today for Mr. Mata? Anyone present who wishes to speak on his behalf? Don't see no one in the room. Any victims present at this time who wishes to participate in the hearing for Mr. Mata who might be in the room at this time? None, and we don't have, are you speaking?
I am, Your Honor.
Yes, ma'am, please come forward.
Thank you, Judge.
And welcome. Well, we're not judges, we're just ordinary citizens.
Force of habit.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Good morning, my name is Jesse Wade, and I work at the Maricopa County Attorney's Office.
Thank you, and welcome to the board this morning, and what would you like to tell the board, ma'am?
Thank you. You did touch upon some of the facts of the case. What I would like the board members to understand is the victim in this case was 21 years old at the time of her murder. She was not only raped, she was also beaten by the Mata brothers on this night of March 11, 1977. Numerous witnesses heard her screaming for help as she was being beaten and as she was being raped. After she was beaten and raped by the Mata brothers, she was taken outside to a car, driven out, had her throat cut so deep it went to the spine. She was then left on the side of the road while the Mata brothers went back to their apartment. She was 21 years old on that day. It's my understanding that the mother of the victim is usually present. The mother of the victim is elderly at this point, but she is usually present here to speak to the board. This defendant has had 38 disciplinary infractions during his time in the Department of Corrections. The two most recent ones were in 2017 for the drug offenses that the board has already discussed. What's of note especially is the defendant was denied parole on March 28th of 2017. Right after he was denied parole on March 28th of 2017, he committed yet another disciplinary infraction because he knew he would test dirty while on the yard at DOC. This board has given the defendant several opportunities to comply. While he was in the Department of Corrections for his first degree murder offense, he committed another offense and received a consecutive sentence while he was there. When he was eventually released, originally, he violated parole, was sent back to the Department of Corrections, was let back out. He again violated parole and has been sent back to the Department of Corrections. This defendant has been given his opportunities to comply, has been given his opportunities to succeed, and what he has demonstrated, not only through his crime, not only through his crime in the Department of Corrections, but every time he has violated, he has demonstrated that he cannot be released and he cannot be out safely. So we would ask that you deny any parole for this inmate.
Thank you so very much. Any questions, board members? Well, I don't see any questions from board members. Thanks so very much for coming and providing that information to the board. Okay. I don't believe that there's anyone else who wishes to speak on Mr. Mata's behalf at this time or any other victims or supporting victims. Therefore, sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. But as I just stated, this is your hearing. And I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself before the board goes into discussion and finally makes its determination. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
No, just the thing that I know that I've been given opportunities. I know that. I know I blew it. But I also know that the place for me at this time that will help me will be searching the street. That's all I have to say, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask you, sir, to remain quiet. We're going to ask everyone in the room to remain quiet. It may sound like we're talking to you, sir, or that we're talking to others, but we're not. At this time, we're just talking among ourselves. And following our discussion, the board will make its determination to whether to offer you general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Now the board is in discussion. Is there any board member who wishes to lead off the discussion? If not, then I would just... Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you,
The Honorable Mr. Kawani, since you cannot see us, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. As one voting board member, I'll be direct. Based on the information we've gathered and the totality of this case, I believe there is a substantial reason to believe that the inmate will not conform to conditions of home arrest or parole based on ongoing infractions regarding drug abuse inside the correction system. That, and I believe that due to the serious nature of the incident offense, Mr. Mata's release would be an undue risk to public safety.
Thank you so very much. Any further discussion by board members?
I agree.
Okay, everyone agrees, and I would agree as well, therefore, we will move forward, and I'm going to offer a motion and see where it goes, and the motion is to deny Mr. Marta general parole, absolute discharge, home arrest, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, and agreed by Mr. Neal, Mr. Kiwanis, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Reasons for the now, he's old code and he does not qualify for a set off, therefore will not offer set off. The reasons for the now is the serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant behavior, trauma to the victims. We would also point out the fact that although that may not seem to be young, but for me that is young, the age of the victim. The victim was just 21 years of age, and he violated her, and I am going to also point out for today's hearing, although we have statements before, but no family or community support is present at this time. He does have a release plan. And I'm going to also check lack of programming. And the reason I'm going to check lack of programming, because there must be some programs in DOC. Well, he admits there's some programming. And he needs to take those programs serious if he's going to participate so that he can be successful in ridding himself of his habits. I'm also going to check recent disciplinary infractions in as much as there were two that have taken place in 2017. And since his last hearing. Board members, are there any other reasons for the now that should be included?
Dr. Wright, violated previous probation, parole, and a history of continued substance abuse?
Okay, thank you, sir. Any others that any board member wish to include? Yours have already been included.
Okay.
Honorable Mr. Johnson. Any others, board members? Hearing none. Okay, Mr. Marta, we're back to you. As you heard, that the board has denied you general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest, and I've stated the reasons. Do I need to repeat anything at this time? Do you understand, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir. Well, you will be certified by the Department of Corrections in about 6 months at about. Not exactly on 6 months, because there's some question about that. On about 6 months, you will be certified to appear before this board again. Once you've been certified by the Department of Corrections, then this board office will place you on the calendar and you will return to the board at that time. Thank you so very much for participating in the hearing this morning. And this will end your hearing. I want to thank you, Madam Attorney, for coming down, spending time with the board this morning as well. Thank you so very much. And Mr. Montar, would you give the phone back to your CO3, sir?
Yes, sir. I'd like to thank the board members. You guys have a beautiful holiday. Thank you, gentlemen.
And you too, sir. Thank you. The hearing is over.